Recently, I had the privilege of speaking with William Bellairs of the Gold Coast. William is 95 years young and is a digger from the Second World War, having served this country by fighting along the Kokoda Jungle Track in New Guinea. The Japanese were bearing down on Australia, and these blokes were laying it on the line to keep us free and preserve our democracy, freedom, and Christian beliefs. He has a lot in common with my father, who also fought on the Kokoda Track, and after repatriation to Melbourne, fell into my mother's arms and cried. Such was the horror he and others endured. After that, he never cried again. This was a turning point for Australia, because if they had not fought for us, we would be a very different country today. My father, Vic Bailey, would be 100 if he were alive today, and as with William, he would be very disheartened with the way many Australians treat this great country, and especially in the way many take our hard-won freedom for granted. The enemy is apathy. Speaking with William was a lot like speaking with my father, and there is a battalion of common sense at hand. My father would not understand why we have a Prime Minister now who seems to delight in unbalanced immigration that will forever change Australia and tear down our Christian beliefs and the memory of those fallen in all wars, and especially those diggers who fought on the Kokoda Track. We have the Greens, who have such radical views on immigration, and they seem completely uncaring about what Australia will look like in years to come. If Julia Gillard is cunning and selfish, then Christine Milne and Sarah Hanson-Young represent a minority who have no idea of what it's like to put your life on the line for your country. They have no idea what we want because they don't listen, and are a wayward clan of angry voices sowing the seeds of our cultural destruction. The freedom we have and the peace we enjoy is testimony to those who fought for us and had a very good idea of what Australia was and what it should become. What we have today is not what they fought for, and neither William or Vic could have imagined what a rudderless, selfish society we would become and how little we value our freedom. In this democracy, we have the right to say no, and we don't need an alternate plan to exercise that right. They believed in the will of the people, and not the will of minority groups or some misguided politicians. They believed in a simple, prosperous, honest Australia and our unique culture. Today, this nanny state seems hell-bent on planting the seeds of social decay by allowing some to come to our shores who have their own agenda and who do not wish to integrate, unlike so many have done successfully in the past. They believed in reward for work, where today social welfare is crippling us in paying for those who are able but simply don't want to work. Our successful, proven, peaceful society and culture is being changed forever without a thought for those who fought for our rights and the future of this nation's spirit. I was raised to hear New Guinea pigeon being spoken at the breakfast table as my parents reminisced fondly about the New Guinea people. Their pidgin version of English is beautiful, descriptive, and a bridging language which is enduring and colourful. How old are you? Becomes, how must belong you Christmas Day? Or how many Christmas days have you seen? That simplicity carries with it simple harmony of language and culture. What I don't understand is why we in Australia stand by as government rejoices in the politically correct and hands over our country to a very uncertain future. We are out of step with our past and out of sync with the future our soldiers fought for through so many conflicts. How many Christmas days will it take to wake up and steer our country forward without losing our past? How many years will it take to stop the rot and prevent unbridled population growth and our cultural demise? Take a stand and tell your local, state and federal government representatives what you want for our future in Australia. It's in the hands of each of us, and it's time we all made our point of view known, and soon. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey, or Mipela no long time, wales belong you.